You're listening to SBS News.
British politicians have defeated British Prime Minister Theresa May's planned Brexit agreement with the European Union by a crushing 230-vote margin. Protesters from all sides of the debate gathered outside the Parliament, where MPs took part in one of the most important votes since the end of the Second World War. The divisive issue has split the British public since they voted to leave the European Union in a referendum by a slim 52% to 48% margin in June 2016. After the parliamentary vote results were announced, Ms. May signalled her intention to carry on. She now has 3 days to come up with a deal that's more palatable to British MPs and get it agreed by EU leaders.
The House has spoken and the government will listen. It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support. Nothing about how or even if it intends to honour the decision the British people took in a referendum Parliament decided to hold. And people, particularly EU citizens who've made their home here, and UK citizens living in the EU, deserve clarity on these questions as soon as possible.
Ms. May is also urging everyone in the Parliament to work with her government.
Every day that passes without this issue being resolved means more uncertainty, more bitterness and more rancour. The government has heard what the House has said tonight. But I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled and to work with the government to do just that.
Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn called the vote result a catastrophic defeat for the government and promptly called for a vote of no confidence in Ms. May's government to be debated tomorrow.
The House of Commons has delivered its verdict on her Brexit deal, and that verdict is absolutely decisive. Yeah. I hear the words of the Prime Minister, but actions of her government of the past 2 years speak equally clearly. She is only attempting to reach out now to try to keep her failed process and deal alive after it's been so roundly rejected by Parliament on behalf of the people of this country.
If the Parliament supports the no confidence motion, the government or anyone else who can command a majority would get 14 days to win a further confidence vote. If they can't win that, a general election will then be held. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told the ABC the government is trying to minimise any disruption to Australian businesses and will try to keep trade as steady as possible once Britain leaves the EU.
These are certainly quite extraordinary and uncertain times, and we see a number of Australian businesses taking contingency actions, and they should also be reassured that the Australian government is, of course, have free trade agreement negotiations underway with the EU. Have also been working very closely to ensure that existing agreements that are in place with the EU that could be replicated with the UK are ready to do so.
The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says he regrets the outcome of the vote and urges the UK government to clarify its intentions with respect to its next steps as soon as possible. The vote defeat means further upheaval for British politics, only 10 weeks before the country is due to leave the EU on March the 29th.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.